This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, hi there. Fancy a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I was just going to get some water.
Still feeling rough?
Yeah. I think I'll take a couple more paracetamol. Oh, so hot in here.
Do you think so? Heating went off a couple of hours ago.
Do you mind if I open a window?
No, go ahead. You look a bit flushed.
My temperature's up a bit, I think. I'll be okay.
There's some nasty stuff going round. I'll put the chicken in the oven soon. Nice roast should cheer you up.
Actually, Roy, I haven't got much of an appetite.
Maybe you will later. Stick on a DVD and you can have it in front of the telly. I'll even bring the duvet down for you. Hayley loved that when she was expecting.
Maybe.
Well, hopefully you'll feel better by Tuesday.
What's happening on Tuesday?
Well, you know, the un-Valentine's do at the tea room.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, Fallon's banning tables for two and candles and red roses. Says she wants to make it a fun night for everyone.
I'll see. Roy, I think I'm going to go back upstairs and lie down.
I mean, why should Valentine's Day be just for couples? It's supposed to be a celebration of love. Kirsty, you all right?
I feel sort of dizzy.
Well, come here, sit down. What's wrong?
It's just a bit of a pain.
Shall I ring the doctor?
No, don't worry. I'm seeing the midwife tomorrow. She'll check me out.
Kirsty!
Oh. I'm just going to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute.
Miranda!
Oh, for goodness sake.
You're out and about early. Were you in church?
No, certainly not. I'm trying to buy a newspaper. But of course, this wretched place is already shut.
Ah, yes, I think that Susan said they're doing a stock take today.
And this app that pinpoints the nearest news agent won't work because, guess what, there's no signal.
Well, the garage on the bypass is where Brian goes when he gets caught out.
Oh, right, thanks.
You were missed at the dinner dance on Friday?
I didn't arrive here till yesterday. My sister's over from the Cayman Islands and she wanted to catch up. Justin said I didn't miss much.
No. No, I suppose he didn't. Did he mention that I'm holding a little dinner party in a couple of weeks' time? You're both invited, of course.
He might have said something.
Brian and I thought it would be fitting to mark the expansion of Home Farm now that he's bought the extra land from the estate.
I thought you'd already done that. And to be honest, Jennifer, I'm not a huge fan of people boring one another over lukewarm amuse-bouche.
Oh, no, neither am I.
I find dinner parties are so old hat.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Actually, our celebration will be, much more of a party. Everybody of note in the county will be there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You're brave.
I don't follow.
Sounds like a lot to organise. I mean, you've only got, a couple of weeks?
Oh, preparation's the key to a successful gathering.
I couldn't agree more, but you are up against it.
How do you mean?
Well, all the decent caterers get booked up months in advance. Not to mention the florist and the lighting people.
Oh, I have my own people who are extremely reliable.
I suppose Justin and I will be free. It's not as if there's much else to do round here.
Well, you'll certainly meet lots of fascinating people at our party.
I look forward to it. Best of luck with the organising. Rather you than me. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye, Miranda. Oh.
Kirsty? Is everything all right in there?
I don't know. Roy?
What's the matter?
There's bleeding.
Right. I'm taking you to the hospital straight away.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
I know. It's probably nothing. But let's go down there and let the doctors check you out.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We'll just take it easy. Let's get your coat. Come on.
No, I fancy the rack of lamb. Ooh, possibly the pork with crackling.
If you're sure your teeth can take...
Oh, yes, the pork. My mouth's watering just thinking about that crackling.
Oh, hello again.
Hi. Oh, hello, Brian.
Afternoon, Miranda. Are you on your own?
No, Justin's parking the car. I'm looking forward to reading the paper, finally. Oh, somebody just handed me this leaflet. Looks like some sort of anti-Valentine's bash. Do you want it?
No, thank you. We'll be having a quiet supper at home, won't we, darling?
Yes.
Do you have any plans? Apparently Grey Gables are putting on a special lover's menu.
Oh, Valentine's Day is Justin's job. He'll come up with somewhere, no doubt, if there is anywhere decent to eat in the area.
Well, the countryside's all about quality, not quantity. No doubt you're in for a pleasant surprise.
Perhaps.
Well, there's Brian's party to look forward to. The RSVPs are coming in thick and fast, aren't they, darling?
Yes.
For some reason, there seems to be quite a buzz about it. All our family and friends will be there, as well as the entire BL board and a number of Brian's colleagues from the NFU. And, well, I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself.
We'll see. Enjoy your lunch.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, the arrogance of that woman.
Never mind her. What's this about inviting the whole county?
Oh, please don't exaggerate, darling.
Well, I thought it was going to be a small family dinner party.
Actually, I've had a little rethink. We're going to show Miranda Elliott that we can celebrate in style.
Oh. Tom says he'll be here as soon as he can.
Oh, he must be worried sick.
He is. When did the midwife go in?
It's only been a few minutes.
Oh, feels like ages. Roy, what if she...
Don't, Helen. Look, isn't that the midwife?
I wonder what's happening.
I'll find out. Maybe you should go and check on Kirsty.
Well, don't you want to come with me?
No, it's okay. You go.
Kirsty, hello.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, don't be silly. How are you doing?
I'm not sure.
What did the midwife say?
Oh, she took my temperature and blood pressure, then she felt my tummy and said she needed to get the doctor.
Right.
She promised she wouldn't be long.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Helen, I don't understand what's happening. This not knowing, it's horrible.
No, I understand. There's nothing to do except wait.
I only saw the scan a couple of weeks ago. Remember, I showed you the photo.
Of course.
I mean... What could have gone wrong in a couple of weeks?
I honestly don't know.
Is Roy still here?
Yep, he's outside in the corridor.
You should tell him to go. He needs to get the dinner on.
Roy's not going anywhere, Kirsty. Not until we know what's happening. And Tom's on his way.
Thought he was in Scotland.
No, he wants to go.
He doesn't have to.
Kirsty?
Yes.
I'm Mr. Sherman, one of the consultants in obstetrics.
This is my friend Helen.
Hi. I'm going to need to examine you. Is that all right?
Sure.
The midwife said you were getting sharp pains.
Yeah, about every 20 minutes.
Well, let's have a look, shall we?
More wine, darling?
Oh, thank you. These caterers look very interesting. They do a tasting menu of canapés.
Tasting menu?
Mm-hmm. Take a look.
Is that the price for the whole lot?
Oh, it's per head, Brian.
Are you serious?
Well, if we want the best...
We'll have to sell the damn land back to Justin to cover these prices.
Oh, don't be so miserly. We can afford to splash out for this special occasion.
Jenny, this is getting out of hand.
In what way?
You said we were having a small dinner party.
Well, I'm not willing to exclude people. Anyway... I plan to show Miranda that a home farm party is a match for any of her Notting Hill soirees.
OK, well, look, I don't mind inviting a few others, but I don't want to be seen to be showing off about our good fortune. It makes the whole thing seem rather tacky.
Tacky? Do you really think so?
Yes, I do. I prefer the way you normally do things, you know. Low-key and dignified. Feels much more classy.
Oh, I see your point.
And the fact is, nobody in Borsetshire throws a better party than you do, darling.
True.
You don't need fancy waiters and a mood board to pull this off. Let's look at this as an opportunity to show Miranda how we do things in Ambridge. Let's just be ourselves and be proud of it.
You know, I think you're right, darling. I mean, why should we sink to her level?
Quite. And I'll bet Fallon and Emma can do just as good a job as these tasting menu people.
Well, of course they can. I shall text Fallon straight away and we'll keep it all local, small and beautiful.
Kirsty.
What is it?
I'm sorry. It's bad news.
No. No, please.
I'm afraid it looks like you'll be delivering your baby soon.
But I don't understand.
You probably have an infection and the neck of the womb is now open. At this stage, the baby won't survive.
But that can't be right.
I'm very sorry.
The thing is, I had the scan a couple of weeks ago. The baby was perfectly healthy.
Unfortunately, the baby is not going to make it. You're having a late miscarriage.
A miscarriage?
Kirsty.
So there's no way?
No. I realise this is a lot to take in.
And, what happens now?
If it's okay with you, we'll move you to another room where you'll be more comfortable and we can take care of you.
Right.
Oh, Kirsty.
Helen, is this really happening to me?
I wish it wasn't. Don't come here.
I'll be all right. If you need to go for Jack and Henry, I mean...
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying with you, Kirsty. I'm here with you.
Did Eric and Bex get off all right?
Oh, yeah. They're planning to walk up Lake Hill before they head back home. I told them to go early so they can watch the light change and take some decent photographs.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there.
And I suggested an early lunch in the Bull before they leave. I said to Eric, you don't want to miss the shepherd's pie.
Hope you didn't oversell it, Eddie.
Oh, they won't be disappointed. After that, they're driving back home. Back to reality, Bex said. According to her, 2 days in Ambridge has been as restful as a fortnight's holiday in Fortaventura.
Oh, please, they had a nice time.
Well, you can't beat a dollop of Grundy hospitality.
Oh, they're a sweet couple. Tell you the truth, I enjoyed looking after him, especially as they showed so much appreciation.
And Dad was happy. He got to tell his stories.
To someone who ain't heard them all before.
Yeah.
Well, it was certainly good to see the house being used properly. I mean, we've got all this space going to waste.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you told them they're welcome back any time.
Of course I did.
It's funny, isn't it? When you have people to stay, you see your surroundings through their eyes. Makes you realise how lucky we are.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, Clary, love.
Stick some toast in for me, would you? Then I'll give upstairs a clean before I go to the dairy.
Right you are.
Who's that?
Oh, Linda. I'm going to have a look at her guttering.
Oh, I need a word with her, actually. She's asked me and Susan to help out at this meeting next week.
What meeting?
Talk at the History Society, Railways of Borsetshire or something.
Oh, sounds delightful.
Tom! Where is she?
In there. Helen's with her. I'm so sorry, mate.
Helen told me. But I thought when I got here it might... It might not be true. Is it? Is it really true?
Yeah. I'm afraid so. Look, do you want to sit down for a minute?
No. I've been sitting down for hours.
Well, shall I get you a coffee or something?
No, I don't need anything. How is she?
It's been difficult, but she's coped.
Yeah. Well, that's what Kirsty does. She's special. What did she have?
It was a little boy. Mate, I'm just gutted for you.
I don't believe it. Everything was fine a few days ago.
She'd been feeling a bit under the weather since Thursday or Friday, but we never thought... The doctor said once the infection got hold of her, that was it. There was no way they could have stopped the miscarriage.
What she said?
Not much.
She's still in shock, I think. I mean, Helen's been by her side all the way. I think Kirsty's sleeping, but why don't you go in and see her?
Oh, she might not want that.
I'm sure it's okay, Tom. You go in.
Right.
Right, I'm off to check this guttering.
Already?
Said I'd pass round after milking at Brookfield, but that's not good enough. Well, Linda wants something, she wants it yesterday.
Look at this.
Where's that from?
Found it while I was changing the beds. It's from Eric and Bex.
Blimey. It's 100 quid here.
Yeah. They left a note as well. He says it's less than what they would have paid at a B&B, and being here was every bit as good, if not better.
Well, that's very decent of them.
We can't accept this, Eddie.
Why not?
Because we were doing them a favour. They're our friends' cousins. We can't take money off them.
Yeah, hold on a minute, Clary. We didn't ask for any money.
Well, that's my point.
We were generous with our space, and now Eric and Bex want to be generous back. This cash is a gift. And I reckon they'd be insulted if you tried to return it.
But it's far too much, Eddie.
It'll help with next month's rent.
Oh, I suppose.
Besides, you did lay on terrific breakfast, didn't you? If you ask me, we should keep it. It's a very thoughtful gesture, and we don't want to go offending anybody.
All right then, Eddie. Just this once.
Tom.
Hey.
When did you get here?
A little while ago. I can wait outside if you like.
No. No, it's fine. Stay.
How are you feeling?
Don't know. Sort of weird.
Well, hopefully you can go home later.
That's what the doctor said yesterday.
Helen's brought a few things for you. Toothbrush, soap. Oh, and Roy's outside.
I told him to go.
We're all here.
Maybe he can give me a lift.
Don't worry about that.
So, what was Scotland like?
Kirsty,
it's always been cold where I've been. The landscape's so beautiful, you don't feel it somehow.
I'm sorry that I wasn't here.
Wouldn't have made any difference.
I'm sorry for all of it. What you had to go through, I'm sad for the both of us.
Never mind. Okay.
No, it's not.
We really don't work together, you and me.
Oh, Kirsty.
Only this time.
What?
This time was the worst.
If there's anything you need, anything we have to deal with, you leave it to me and I'll handle it, okay? You just concentrate on taking care of yourself and getting well.
You look tired. Like you've been up all night.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Why don't you go and get a coffee?
No, I'd rather sit with you.
Have you seen him?
No.
You can go and see him if you want. The nurses will take you.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like that. Should we go together?
No. No, you go.
Kirsty.
Go now, please.
All right.
Here you go. Is that enough milk?
Perfect, thanks.
Right. Are both her parents coming to pick her up?
Just her mum, I think. It's probably a good thing she goes to stay with them for a few days. They'll look after her.
She's not brilliant at being looked after. Prefers it the other way round.
She certainly does.
why do things like this happen, Roy? I mean, why one person and not another?
I don't know. This is life, isn't it? More often than not, it just doesn't make any sense. Tom.
Hi. Kirsty's awake. The nurse said once the doctor's checked her, she'll be discharged.
Right.
How are you doing?
Will you come with me, Helen? I want to see him.
Of course.
Is there anything you need, mate?
No. I'm okay. The most important thing now is to just look after Kirsty.
How'd you get on?
Linda's guttering's going to be a bigger job than I thought. I'd never have suggested doing it if I'd known. It would take most of Wednesday afternoon.
Well, that's good, ain't it? Come sit yourself down.
Well, you know what Linda's like. She always has to haggle.
Here you are.
Oh, smells delicious. Hey, what's this?
Valentine's card Kira made at school for Ed and Emma.
Is that a sheep?
No, that's Emma.
Oh, she's a born artist, is young Kira.
Her and George seem much happier these days. You know, their smiles keep me going, even when money's so tight.
Not easy, though. Living hand to mouth. Same routine every month. Rent's paid, and a few days later we're fretting about paying the next lot.
Nobody has it all, Eddie.
Well, I've been thinking. We were such a big hit with Eric and Bex. And you said yourself you enjoyed having them here.
Yeah.
Perhaps we could start renting out the room regular-like.
What, here? At Grange Farm?
Why not?
Because it's not our house.
We don't own it, but we pay good rent every month. And think of the money we could make.
That's beside the point. Remember when we did it before? It was a nightmare.
Having B&B guests doesn't have to be as formal as it used to be. Besides, you're a natural. Look at the reaction from Eric and Bex.
Forget it, Eddie. We can't even entertain such a thought. Not when Oliver and Caroline have been so good to us.
Come on, Clary, love. There's no harm looking into it.
I said no.
But...
And I'm not budging.
I've packed a couple of jumpers and your toiletries are in here, so you're all set.
Thanks, Helen. You're a good friend.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, Mum says they'll be here in an hour.
Do you want something to eat?
No.
We could watch some TV.
I don't want to go to Liverpool.
Well, then you don't have to.
Mum's insisting. She panics about stuff. It's just the way she is. She had to miss Zumba this morning.
Oh, she won't care about that. Both your parents, they love you.
This is what happens when something unexpected strikes. It affects everyone. People have to change their plans and it turns everything upside down.
Look, at times like this, nobody's bothered about being inconvenienced. What you've been through, Kirsty, it's a tragedy.
It feels strange that it's not there anymore.
I can only imagine.
I'm used to feeling it move. Him move.
You must be devastated.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. So's Roy and all your family and friends. And Tom.
I guess I just wasn't supposed to be his mum.
Kirsty, I wish I could say something that would help.
It's over.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll be okay. I'm sure I will. It just wasn't meant to be.
Down as if steady. He's always been moody, even worse than Amir. Scally has a much better temperament.
Oh, Aziz is normally as good as gold. And he's such a beautiful creature, aren't you, boy?
You really ought to install hot showers for washing, Shula. Might speed things up. At most stables, I know it's pretty standard.
Oh, I prefer rubbing down the old-fashioned way. Makes you feel much more connected to the horses. Ah, there you go. He's all done.
What's that on his heel? I didn't notice anything at the weekend.
Oh, that's from yesterday. He'd overreached into his heel. I did clean the cut, and then I put some antiseptic ointment on it.
It doesn't look too good.
Hang on a second. Anisha, would you mind taking a look at Aziz?
Sure. What's the trouble?
He's got a wound on his off fore.
Let's see. Oh, that's it. Good boy. It doesn't look too bad. I'd say that's healing nicely.
Exactly what I thought.
Just keep it clean and keep an eye on him.
Thank you. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I do apologise. This is Anisha Jayakodi, Alistair's new business partner.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Miranda.
Have you met Justin Elliott, Anisha?
Oh, yeah, of course I have. With Lillian in the pub a few times. I think they were playing a drinking game the other night.
Actually, they work together.
I'm Justin's wife.
Oh, right, I see.
Lillian's often busy with her property company during the day, so she often holds meetings in the evenings.
Well, they do say that we're all working longer hours nowadays.
Mm, really?
Yes, yes, I've heard that too.
I mean, I'm on call all this week.
I'd better make a move. I'm supposed to be buying my husband a Valentine's present.
Well, it was nice to see you.
And don't worry about Aziz.
I shan't. Goodbye.
Oh, Lord. I put my foot right in it there, didn't I?
I've put the lasagna in the oven. Just needs to heat through.
Thanks.
Tom, why don't you come and stay at Bridge Farm for a few days? We'd all love to have you.
No. I'd rather stay here, thanks. Johnny's been great. Keeps offering me tea and asking if I want to play video games to take my mind off it. And he's happy just to let me sit here as well.
He's very mature for his age. Yeah.
Caught him hiding his Valentine's cards in case it was too much for me. I made him put them back up.
Yeah, I see he's got quite a few. Tom...
I spoke to Kirsty earlier.
How is she?
Oh, her mum's driving her a bit mad, but she said she's all right. She said, she said she doesn't want a ceremony or anything. Apparently you can do that now, if this happens, you know.
And how do you feel?
Well, how do you think I feel?
I mean about not having a ceremony.
No, it doesn't matter about me. It's Kirsty who had to go through the worst. I'm going with whatever she wants.
Sure.
I keep thinking I should get out there, go and see people.
What people?
Kirsty's friends. Tell them what's happened.
Well, everyone she was close to already knows, Tom. They've all sent their condolences.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. You need to let it out.
This feeling is just... it's so unbearable.
Oh, Tom.
I was so looking forward to being a dad. Now accepting it's not going to happen. It's really difficult. And I feel...
what?
I feel like I'm responsible somehow. I mean, I know I'm not. I just wish I could do something to change it.
Oh, come here. It's okay. It's okay.
Thanks. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Bye. That was Mr. Hodge at Paradise Farm.
What's up?
He says you went to see one of his bulls last night.
That's right. The bull had gashed its leg on some barbed wire. I stitched it up and gave him the usual anti-inflammatory. It was fairly straightforward.
And that was it?
Routine stuff, really. Why? What's he saying?
He's asked if I'd go next time.
Well, that's no surprise. From the moment I arrived, he was extremely negative. He hadn't got the bull in the crush, but he didn't seem to want my help to do it.
Can be a bit cantankerous.
Then later on, he remarked that I was taking my time about it, implying that I was trying to push up the charge.
Well, you get that sometimes.
I was actually trying to make a decent job of it.
Yeah, of course you were.
Did he tell you that? That I was dragging out the job?
No, no. He was rather disparaging about your manners.
What? I was totally polite.
Oh, I've no doubt you were.
Why would he say that?
Look, let's forget it.
And I did a good job. I'm sure I did.
Look, Hodge is a funny old stick. I remember Pat Archer once describing him as the king pig of male chauvinists.
Okay. I suppose it's also possible he doesn't like me because I'm Asian. Or perhaps because I'm under 40.
You get the picture.
Honestly, I'm not prepared to waste mental energy on people like him.
Quite right. I've learned to take no notice. Just get on with the job at hand.
Absolutely. It's water off a duck's back.
I'm planning to go to Grey Gables tomorrow. Make sure they understand that Kirsty won't be back for a while.
Oh, Roy will have sorted that out.
I'd like to go myself, in person. Don't want her being hassled about anything.
Well, I'll come with you if you like.
No, I'd rather go on my own. Do something useful. Don't want to let her down again.
Tom, you didn't let her down.
Yeah, not this time.
Listen, the way you're feeling now, it will change. Of course you'll still be sad, but eventually it won't be so raw.
Everything feels so bleak.
Yeah. That's the way grief is.
This is different. This is not like when John died. Then we could all remember him, talk about him together, but now it's like an agony for something we'll never know. A life that won't be lived. I keep wondering what colour hair he would have had, or whether he would have been into trains or superheroes. I don't know. I'll never know.
It's only been 2 days. That's a blink of an eye when you're dealing with something so painful.
This was my chance, Ellen, to be something more than I am. Now it's gone. I realise how much I wanted it.
I know.
Sorry. I don't mean to go on about myself.
No, you're not.
It must be even harder for Kirsty. All I want now is for her to be okay.
Anisha, shouldn't you have gone home by now?
Oh, it's fine. I'm just catching up with my billing.
Oh, if that's all you're doing.
What else?
I thought you might still be brooding over Mr. Hodge.
Well, since you ask, I was wondering if I could have handled it better.
From what you told me, you were fine.
Except I left a dissatisfied client.
It happens sometimes, even when you do a great job.
Well, you never know, though, do you? Client relations, so easy to mess them up.
Listen, if there'd been a real problem, Hodge would have been on the phone like a shot, giving me grief. He told me the bull's doing well, and that's thanks to your care and diligence. He's a difficult old beggar who fancied a moan. It's nothing to do with your capability.
I appreciate you saying that, Alistair.
Now, go home.
Funny little place, isn't it? The decor's so twee.
I like it. Honest, decent cooking with no bells or whistles. And I must say, I do enjoy eating off a plate instead of a chopping board.
Why have we ended up here, Justin? In Ambridge.
I go where the business takes me. You've always known that.
But the whole area's so barren.
Barren?
There's a dearth of restaurants, bars, culture. How on earth do people pass the time?
They find ways.
Jennifer Aldrich has invited us to her strange little party. It's bound to be awful.
Oh, do cut her some slack, Miranda. She usually puts on a delicious spread and she's a fantastic hostess.
Mm. Barrow Farm Dairy is done and dusted now, isn't it?
Yes.
In that case, surely you can run operations from London?
In theory, yes.
But?
Well, sometimes things need the personal touch. At the moment, I'm trying to get hold of this environmental health inspector, Russell Dankworth. The broiler unit over at Ramsbury has been shut down for some reason or other, and I reckon I can get it for quite a good price. I need to work out how much it'll cost me to bring it up to scratch.
Why don't you just try calling him?
He's impossible to pin down. Once I've met him, I'll be able to spend more time in London with you. I promise.
That'll be nice.
You sound rather downhearted, darling.
No, I'm not. I'm just slightly unsettled. I'd prefer it if we were both at home, together.
Oh, come on, you know full well that your friends see much more of you than I do when we're in London. That's why moments like these are so important. Now, come on, this is supposed to be a happy occasion. Let's change the mood and I'll order another bottle of fizz.
Whatever you say.
Cheers, darling.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Wine?
Oh, thanks, Alistair. You didn't have to, you know.
What?
Go to all this trouble. I'm far too old to be anybody's Valentine.
Oh, nonsense. You're never too old for flowers and chocolates.
No. Well, the lamb will be ready in about a quarter of an hour.
Mm, can't wait.
I saw Fallon in the village earlier. She's organised this un-Valentine's do in the tea room tonight. Mm. Perhaps I should have mentioned it to Anisha.
Oh, I doubt she's in party mood.
Really?
Well, I think I've finally seen a chink in the Jayakodi armour.
Why? What's happened?
Mr. Hodge over at Edgeley.
Oh, I can't abide that man.
She went out to deal with an injured bull.
Don't tell me. He gave her a hard time.
Well, yes, but he also seems to have taken an instant dislike to her.
Oh.
Unfortunately, his criticism seemed to have knocked her back a bit. I thought she was one of those people who just steamroll her through life, but obviously I was wrong.
I'm sure she'll be all right.
Mm, I hope so, Sheila. She's a damn good vet.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Actually, I think she was more affected by that silly gossip than we thought. You remember after the drinking game with Jazza?
Yeah. Well, she's certainly getting a taste of village life.
Mm, I suppose these lessons all come in handy in the long run. But perhaps Anisha isn't as tough as we thought.
Hiya, Linda.
Ah, I was just wondering if do you mind helping me tear this box up? It's far too big for the bin.
Right. I'll have a go.
Yeah. I sometimes manage to squeeze them down, but this one's a beast. I normally leave a pile in the corner for Jim. He seems to find massacring cardboard somewhat therapeutic.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose you've heard the awful news about Kirsty.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Mm, poor girl. She must be heartbroken. I've sent a card, just so she knows we're thinking of her.
Fallon mentioned she's gone to stay with her parents for a few days.
Mm. Well, let's hope they give her space to recover. Mm. She was so looking forward to being a mother. It's bound to take time.
Yeah, of course. Actually, Linda, I hope you don't mind me asking, but I wanted your advice.
Oh?
I've got a cricket AGM coming up and I'm a bit concerned. Fallon thought you might be the person to talk to.
Well, I can't imagine what you think I'd be able to contribute. Sport really isn't my specialist subject. Perhaps if you ask Robert...
No, it's definitely you. I want to make sure people understand where I'm coming from in terms of setting an agenda. You see, it's about the future of the village.
Really?
Well, cricket in the village. I'm hoping to lead everyone in a particular direction, get everyone singing off the same hymn sheet, as it were.
Well, in that case, you are talking to exactly the right person. Now, first things first. I suggest you write a list which outlines your aims and objectives.
Aims and objectives, okay.
Work out what you want to achieve well before the AGM. In my experience, our community requires strong leadership if it's to be steered in the right direction, even if the instinct is to take a different route.
But how do I do that?
Well, know your research backwards. Facts are your weapons, Harrison, so keep them at your fingertips. And do ensure that everyone is well fed and watered. People are far more malleable that way.
Ah, Ian's got that sorted.
It might also be worth getting a few individuals on side before the AGM. Mm. When battle lines are drawn, it's vital to have backup.
Got it. Thanks, Linda. You're obviously a pro.
I do my best.
Did you go out last night in the end?
I popped into Fallon's cafe for a while.
Ah, yes, the anti-romance night. My dad was telling me about it.
Was he there?
No, but he was all for it. Any excuse to kick the establishment. How did it go?
Oh, I didn't stay long, seeing as I was on call. I left when Jazza tried to get me to join in the dance competition.
Being on call can't be doing your social life any good.
I don't mind. The business has to come first.
So you're okay to keep going till the end of the week?
Sure. Anisha Diakoudi? Oh, hello, Mr. Hodge. Right. Yeah, I see. And you just noticed this morning? Oh. Right, I'll pass on the message. Goodbye. He thinks he's got a cow with mastitis.
Well, that can be your first evening call.
No, it can't.
Why?
He wants you to go, not me.
Did he say that? Explicitly?
Very explicitly.
On what grounds?
I didn't ask, but he did make it very clear yesterday he doesn't believe I'm up to the job.
He's being ridiculous.
Well, like you said before, there are some real characters in the countryside.
Look, this is completely out of order.
Come in. It's okay.
Hey, hi there, Alistair, Anisha.
Oh, hello, Harrison.
Shula said you'd be here. I was wondering if you've got 5 minutes.
Actually,
Excuse me a minute. I told Shula I'd check on one of the horses.
Anisha?
I won't be long.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Be my guest. What can I do for you?
So you left £100?
That's right. You didn't stay for 3 nights, mind.
Well, is that how much these places charges?
Oh, I couldn't say. 80 Pip, we brought back the trailer.
Wait, Pip! Sorry. I need to get hold of Dad and he's not answering his phone. What was that?
Do you want to give the trailer the once-over before we leave?
Oh, it looks fine to me.
Hey, by the way, you don't know how much a B&B costs around here, do you?
No idea. But you could always check the Ambridge Hall website.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got a friend in Borchester who charges about £30 for a room in his flat. But he does it online. You know, one of those websites.
Huh? Does he now?
Oh, apparently it's easy money.
Who's that?
Linda wondering where we are. Right, do thank your Dad for letting us borrow the trailer.
Yeah, I will. No problem. Yeah.
Come on, Dad, we best be off. Make a start on Lady Linda's guttering.
Bye, young Pip.
See you later. Dad, when you get this, give me a call.
Pip, can you do me a favour?
No, this isn't a good time, Josh. Do you know where Dad is?
Yeah, he's moving some ewes and lambs. Everything all right?
One of the ACR units looks like it's on the blink.
What's the matter?
Oh, the unit won't drop off.
Oh.
Probably needs replacing.
Dad's not going to be happy.
It's not like it's anyone's fault. It's just one of those things. What's this favour?
I was taking silage out to the young stock. I went a bit too close to the fence in the top field.
Oh, don't tell me the fence is down.
No, it's still standing, but I might have snapped a couple of posts. Sorry, it was just one of those things. I was wondering, can you put some more stakes in?
Well, why can't you do it?
I'm heading out to the farm stores. You'll do a much better job than me, Pip. Please.
Well, you're the one who broke the posts.
Well, what if I do one of your milking shifts next week to make it fair?
Okay, then. Right, this is Dad.
Good luck. See you later.
I've got approval from the chair of the league committee, and I know you were thinking along similar lines a few years ago.
You have done your homework.
Oh. The way things are, I'll be struggling to field a team every week. If we include women players, it'll make my life easier, as well as getting more people interested in the game.
You don't have to convince me.
So what happened when it was suggested last time?
Nothing. The idea was voted down and we struggled on as usual. My advice is to recruit a couple of women who'd like to play first.
Right.
You could try talking to Pip and Alice might be up for it.
I'll start hassling them. And maybe keep this under your hat for now. You know what the rumour mill is like round here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you think there'll be a decent turnout next week for the club dinner?
I've got a list somewhere, but plenty of people have confirmed.
Oh, excellent. Well, good luck with the hunt.
Thanks a lot.
Hope I'm not disturbing.
Oh, not at all. I was on my way out. Cheers, Alistair. Oh,
you're welcome.
See ya.
Anisha, about Terry Hodge.
Oh, it's fine. You go and do the call.
No, I don't think it's that simple. Well, it makes no sense to pander to the preferences of clients when we're both offering the same service, particularly when those preferences are totally unreasonable. I suggest we get back to Terry Hodge and tell him you're coming out to check this cow.
What if he tells us where to go?
We say thank you and goodbye.
We could lose a client.
I think that's a risk worth taking. We have to decide what kind of practice we want to be.
Yeah, we do.
I'll talk to him, and then it's his call. I'm sure we'll survive either way.
You all right up there, Eddie?
Yes, thanks, Linda.
Oh, no, you worry about the ladder, missus. I got it steady.
Right, coming down.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'll need me axe saw from the toolbox, Dad. Ah, a couple of brackets.
Oh, dear. Maintenance demands of Ambridge Hall seem to be increasing on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Can't be easy running a B&B. I imagine there's always something to do, people to please.
Here's your axe saw, Eddie.
Oh, cheers.
Well, you're right. The pressures on traditional guest houses nowadays are astronomical. We're being undercut by hotel deals. And, of course, these amateurs renting out their spare rooms online.
I hear there's lots of money to be made.
Well, Robert and I are lucky. We have a few stalwarts who return year after year because they value the quality we offer.
A quality?
I only use the best linen and the finest local produce for breakfast.
Oh, you don't do things by halves, do you, Linda? No wonder you got the punter swarming in.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
My mouth parched. Any chance of a cup of tea, Mrs.?
Oh, certainly, Joe. I baked some almond thins this morning, if you're tempted.
Oh, I am, Mrs. I am.
I won't be long.
What are you playing at, Eddie? Eh? All them questions about B&Bs, interrogating Pip Archer and buttering up Linda Snow.
Well, Dad, the Grundys might be getting back into the B&B business.
Yeah, we tried it before and it didn't work out. Yep. There weren't hardly no bookies.
So we made a few mistakes. It'll be different now.
No, we had to put a sign up out the front and buy them little fridges for the rooms. Any road, what does Clary think?
She's not keen.
Can you blame her? Well, I don't want strangers from the city staring at me over breakfast.
Yeah, but there's money to be made, Dad.
Oh, I don't know.
Then you have to admit you enjoyed telling Eric about the old days.
Well, I ain't moving out of my room.
You won't have to. Oh, come on, you know as well as I do. We're sitting on a little gold mine. All we need to do is to persuade Clary.
£600 for a new ACR?
That's what the engineer said.
And it can't be fixed?
Definitely not. We need a new one. They'll be here in the morning to fit it.
What did Mum and Dad say?
Just that we have to be practical and get on with it. There's no choice.
Oh, Dad wants me in the lambing shed. You okay to finish up here?
Yep.
All right, I'll see you later. Oh, hiya.
Hey, all right, Josh.
Oh, hello, Harrison. Is everything okay?
Yeah, of course. Don't worry. This is a social visit.
Oh, that's a relief.
I'm here because of the cricket.
Dad's tied up with the lambs at the moment.
No, it's not David I need to see. It's you.
Me? Why?
Well, I've always thought that you were quite fit.
What?
I mean, not like that. I mean, you are, but... Sorry, this is getting weird. What I'm trying to say is that you're sort of... physical. No! Hang on, that doesn't sound right.
No, it's okay. I think I get it.
You're sporty, right?
Right.
And I was wondering if you might be interested in joining the team.
Are you setting up a women's squad?
No. But strictly between ourselves, I'm hoping to field a mixed team next season.
Oh, and the other men have agreed to this?
Not quite. I'm hoping to shake things up at the AGM.
Sounds interesting.
Great.
Wait, I'm really sorry, but I've got too much on here. If I say yes, I'll only end up letting you down.
Why don't you give it a try? See how it goes?
Look, I honestly don't see how I'd be able to commit to the matches. Never mind the practice sessions.
So it's a no, definitely.
I'm afraid so.
Alice has already turned me down. Problem is, Pip, if there are no takers, then I honestly don't know whether the cricket team has a future.
Susan said you needed more yoghurt, so I brought these.
Oh, thank you. All the stock's running low. Helen was planning to do the orders on Monday, but with her and Tom at the hospital, it was impossible. And well, I'm not quite on top of things at the moment.
Oh, it's only to be expected with the week you've had.
Well, Tom and Helen need me to be supporting them with the shop and the farm, and I'm afraid I haven't done a very good job.
Oh, don't be hard on yourself, Pat. You've had a terrible shock. And you're grieving too, don't forget.
It's been shattering for Tom and Kirsty. And Helen's had to explain to Henry that there's not going to be a new baby in the family after all.
Oh, dear.
Right, let's have a look in here. Oh, I needed more strawberry, actually. I did say.
Oh, I had a look, but I could only find 2 dozen.
Are you positive?
Well, there was everything else except strawberry. We need a new batch potted.
But I told Susan to check them yesterday.
She didn't mention anything.
I'm sure I did. I must have done. Honestly, if I ask one of you to do something, I expect it to be done. Otherwise, how can I rely on you? How can I rely on anything?
I'll talk to her.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It's okay.
Oh, go and sort them out now.
No, Clary, wait. I didn't mean to be short with you. Perhaps I didn't say anything to Susan. I can't remember.
No, you don't have to explain.
I'm sorry.
It's very hard watching your children go through painful times.
Yes, it is. Tom decided to come into work today.
Well, that might be a good thing.
I don't know. He's keeping himself to himself.
Right.
I wish there was something I could do to change this for him.
You're there. That's the main thing.
When he told us about the pregnancy, we had... Well, we had reservations. It wasn't ideal, given the history between him and Kirsty, but I really think they were embracing the prospect of being parents. Tom was so excited, Clary.
I'm sure he was.
You know, I really think this chance could have been the making of him, and now I feel so powerless. All I want is some happiness for them, a bit of peace.
It'll come. Eventually. I've had to sit back and watch my boys fight a war. They're much better these days, but there's always a feeling bubbling underneath the surface.
I suppose we should be used to it by now. Seeing them go through their ups and downs.
Well, you never get used to it, Pat. You just do your best.
You're right, Clary.
Tom will be fine. But for now, you have to let him be. He knows you're there if he needs you.
Okay, just park up over there on the left side of the lane. Now, there's plenty of room. Yeah, don't slow down too much. Be nice to get there before nightfall.
I'd rather do it carefully.
Okay, and straighten up. That's it. No, other way. Nice. Right, now, let's try a 3-point turn.
Uncle Kenton, I've told you, nobody calls it that anymore.
Well, you know what I mean. The aim is to get the car facing the other way. Right, so find your biting point. Get into first, a little bit of gas, and turn the steering wheel all the way to the right.
You're supposed to tell me to check my mirrors?
You'll obviously do that as well.
Okay. Yeah. Here goes.
Not too much. And go. That's it. Yeah, all the way to the right.
Oh.
Ow! Whoa, that's the pavement.
I can't do this right now.
What?
I just can't.
Freddy, you'll fail if you leave the car like this. Oh, I'll do it. Hey, it's bad form to leave your vehicle stationary in the middle of a 3-point turn. What if there was another car coming?
There wasn't. I checked my mirrors. What's up? Nothing.
Oh, something's not right. Is it, what is it to do with the girl?
Hey?
Look, if it is, you know you can always talk to me. I mean, anything you've done, I promise you, I have already done it with bells on. So if you have got girl trouble, mate, you can talk to me.
I haven't. Stop being weird.
Okay, then what is it?
There's a parents' evening coming up at college. My maths tutor's going to want to talk to my mum about my retake. And she's going to find out I didn't get a decent grade.
Oh, I see.
She's going to lose it with me. I know she is. It's not even her going mad that I'm bothered about.
How do you mean?
It's the disappointment in her face. I've seen it when I've let her down before.
Well, not getting an A star isn't the crime of the century.
No, but I didn't tell her the truth. That's the worst thing.
Only because you know you'll improve your result in the retake. She'll understand if you explain it to her, mate.
She won't.
Well,
I asked Lily not to bring up the parents' evening at all, so Mum wouldn't even know about it.
Ah, that could work.
Lily said she's not prepared to collude with my deception.
Oh.
You have to help me, Uncle Kenton.
Me? Oh, no, no, I don't think...
You're the one who suggested I carry on lying to Mum.
Lying is a strong word.
You told me not to say anything, that it would work out in the end.
Yeah, all right, point taken. Let's get back in the car and I will try and come up with something.
Clary, I'm glad I caught you.
Yes, Eddie's picking me up, but he's a bit late, as usual.
Right.
Okay, Pat?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you this.
What is it?
A Madeira cake I baked yesterday.
Oh.
I made it for Tom, but he's lost interest in food at the moment, and I thought it might fare better at Grange Farm.
Oh, that's ever so thoughtful of you. I'll demolish that in seconds.
Good. And I wanted to thank you for the chat earlier.
Oh, there's no need.
I think there is. You reminded me that when you get to our age, let's just say we've all lived through certain things we'd rather not have.
Main thing to remember is you're not alone.
I know.
You can always talk to me, you know. And it's up to us to show the younger ones you can keep going, no matter what.
I took this one from the corner by the wardrobe. The angle makes the room look much bigger somehow, don't you reckon?
Can I at least hang my coat up?
Oh, you go ahead, Clary, though. This one of the kitchen looks very homely.
Pass me slippers, would you?
Imagine how much more relaxed you'll feel knowing there's some extra coming in towards the rent every month. Oh, and these ones outside really show off the house and the views. I mean, who could resist resting their eyes on that?
Eddie, why won't you listen? Grange Farm does not belong to us.
We live here, don't we?
That's not the point. Oliver and Caroline won't want us running a business from their house. There'll be people coming and going all the time. And there'll be masses of paperwork involved.
No, it's not like before. That's the beauty of it. These days, all you do is post a few photos on the internet, write a blurb, and you can rent out a room quick as a flash.
It can't be that simple.
It is, I promise. In any road, it'll only be for a couple of nights here and there.
I can't say the money wouldn't be useful.
Of course it would.
But it'd be such a lot of hassle, Eddie. Making beds, cleaning the room, cooking breakfasts. As if we ain't already got enough to do.
Oh, come on, love. You keep the place like a hotel as it is. We'd all chip in to help.
Well, I suppose so.
I know so.
Well, I'm prepared to think about it.
I knew you'd agree.
Yeah, but let me tell you right now. I'm only going to consider it if Oliver and Caroline give their blessing. Do you understand?
I think I've got it. Turn right here.
Tell me then.
So, as far as your mum's concerned, there's no need for her to see your maths tutor because she believes you got a good enough grade and that you're not doing maths anymore.
Correct.
But your tutor will be expecting to see your mum because you're still having maths lessons and he'll want to discuss your progress before you retake.
Kenton, you're not telling me anything I don't already know.
Yeah, bear with me. What if you delay Elizabeth arriving at the parents' evening?
How?
Well, I don't know. Pretend you're ill or give her the wrong time.
Okay.
Look, slow down. That's it. And park there, just behind your mum's car. Nice.
Well, then what?
Right, well, I'll go to the parents' evening. Get there before you guys. I will find your maths tutor and tell him that your mum's asked me to speak to him because she's rushed off her feet trying to see all of your A-level tutors plus all of Lily's.
Okay.
And the point is, he then won't have any reason to speak to your mum.
Is that your best idea?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, where's your faith, boy? If we're going to pull this off, we need a bit of chutzpah.
I'll try.
Great. Now, after I've seen your tutor, I'll make myself scarce. Then it's up to you to keep your mum away from him for the rest of the night, yeah? How's that sound?
I suppose it's worth a try.
Of course it is. Yeah.
There's tea in the pot, and do you fancy a slice of this Madeira cake?
I love a slice. And a cuppa to celebrate.
Celebrate?
I've spoken to Oliver.
And?
He's fine with it. We're free to open our doors to the nation.
What did he say exactly?
Well, just that. This is our place and we can have people over whenever we like.
And he knows we'll be running it as a B&B?
Well, I mean, it's not like a traditional B&B, is it? You know, more like people staying over now and then.
Well, as long as Oliver don't mind.
Not at all.
And what about Caroline? He'll want to check with her.
Oh, he didn't mention Caroline. It sounded like you were speaking for both of them.
Eddie?
Oliver said it's no big deal. Oh, come on, Clary. Those two are busy sorting out their posh new villa. They're not bothered about who stays here, as long as we look after the place.
I suppose.
Besides, you know at heart it makes sense. You said yourself, we've got all this space going to waste.
All right, we'll try it.
Oh, that smug girl.
But if there's any problems...
There won't be. Guess what? We've already had some interest online.
Don't say you've been advertising already.
Oh, not advertising exactly. Just put the photos on the website to see what the response might be.
Eddie, you always have to jump the gun, don't you?
But it's such a fantastic idea. One of my better ones, if I do say so myself.
Well, we'll see about that.
If we play our cards right, we'll be hosting our first guests at Grange Farm before you know it.
Hello, love. Brought you a fresh cup of tea. Oh, and some toast.
I haven't finished the last lot, Mum.
Oh, sorry. Didn't stop to think. How's it going?
Yeah, all right. I've cleared the backlog of orders, and once I've finished here, I'll start bagging the veg for the co-op.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Dad's taking care of it.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Well, he wants to help, Tom. We all do.
These jobs are my responsibility.
Look, you've got other things on your mind. At the end of the day, the orders and the emails and the veg, it's only work.
No, it's the business, Mum. I can't run it properly with that attitude.
You know... Dad and I were wondering, perhaps you should have taken the rest of the week off. It might be too soon.
No. I want to be here. Anyway, shouldn't you be in the dairy?
Oh, well, Clary and Susan can manage for a few hours. Where are you going?
To check the veg.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. I feel like I've got this all wrong.
Forget it.
If you want to talk...
I don't, Mum. I'm sorry, but I don't... I'm back at work because I have to be here, because I do still care about the business.
Tom,
anyway, what is there to say? Last week I was gearing up to become a dad, and now I'm not. How do I feel? Well, it hurts. A lot.
Of course.
And I understand you're being kind, I do, and I appreciate the tea and the toast and the lasagna and the casseroles and everyone's sympathy. Honestly, I do. And I realise it'll take time to grieve and heal and all of that. But nothing we say to each other right now is going to change how I feel. So there's no point. I'll see you later.
Lillian?
Miranda? Hello. What are you doing here?
Shopping. You look shocked.
I thought you'd be back in London.
No, there are only so many times one can walk around the village green in Ambridge or go for a hack by the River Am. So I decided to venture further afield. I've heard so much about Borchester.
I hope it hasn't disappointed. It's very quaint, don't you think?
Hmm.
And I couldn't survive without Underwoods. Now, you must visit the food hall. It's on the lower ground floor behind the ceramics.
I've just come from there. I was looking for olives from Serignola, but they're out of stock.
Oh, that's a shame.
I really don't know how any of you put food on your plates out here. There are so few decent outlets.
Of course. Though the shop at Bridge Farm does stock some very unusual lines.
Yeah, quite.
Oh, I can imagine it's very boring for you, spending time out in the sticks.
Oh, it has its moments. Oh,
I do like the look of those chocolates, Lillian. Are you planning to eat them all by yourself?
No. They're a present for my nephew. He's had some sad news this week, and I thought they might cheer him up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Nothing serious, I hope.
Oh, he'll be okay. It's rather a long story.
Right, well, I ought to press on. Do you know if there's another floor of women's collections?
No, as far as I know, this is it. They have some jolly nice stuff in at the moment.
Yeah, if you like this sort of thing. I was hoping to find a dress for Jennifer and Brian's party. You'll be there, I imagine.
Oh, yes, yes, I will. Have you seen anything that you like?
No, unfortunately not. I'll probably end up recycling some old party outfit from London. No, nobody here is likely to notice whether it's on trend or not.
No. Well, it was nice to see you.
Goodbye, Lillian. Enjoy your shopping.
What are you doing here?
I've come to give you a hand.
I don't need a hand. I'm fine.
I know you are, but I'll put the feed out while you're doing the straw.
Me and Johnny were managing all right, you know. We had a good system going. A symbiotic relationship.
Well, thanks for holding the fort, but I'm back now.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, what does it look like I'm doing?
Tom, stop their wiener pellets.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. So what the hell are they doing in these bags?
Some of the bags got ripped when we were unloading them. We had to change them out.
Well, it might have been an idea to write it on the bag.
Waste of time. Johnny and me know what they are. There you go. That's the stuff for this lot.
Well, you've got to watch these things, Jazza. Anyone else feeding the pigs wouldn't know that.
Who else is going to do them apart from Johnny and me?
It doesn't matter. It's the principle.
Oh, is it? Why don't you take your principles and shove them where the sun doesn't shine?
They're my pigs, and we'll do it my way, okay?
That's it. I've had enough of this. Here, take your gloves back.
Jazza?
I'm off.
What are you talking about?
I'm not putting up with this.
This?
You snapping and glaring at me. You're twisting my melon, spoiling my day.
But where are you going?
To the pub. And if you know it's good for you, you'll finish up here and join me.
It's very popular, this one.
Is it definitely a Shiraz?
Yeah, it says so on the label, see?
Well, it's passable, I suppose.
Would you like a glass or a bottle?
Oh, not a bottle, no. I'll have a glass now and see what Justin wants when he gets here.
One glass coming up.
Put it on my tab. Oh, you do have tabs here, don't you?
We most certainly do.
Today's menu looks quite appealing.
Thank you.
Is the shepherd's pie homemade?
Oh, it's all homemade. Wayne's a stickler for the best ingredients.
Wayne?
Our chef.
Another name to remember.
I don't follow.
I'm trying to remember people's names.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
I'll order food when Justin gets here.
Whenever you like.
He rates your pub very highly, you know.
Oh, glad to hear it.
We've been apart so much recently. We need some quality time together. Oh. And lunch today should at least be a start.
There you go.
Thanks.
So, do you want to tell me what's going on?
Well, you know what happened.
A miscarriage, aye. I get that, I understand that. It must be hell.
Yeah, it is.
But there's something else. Something that's not right with you.
I keep thinking about him. What he would have been like. Don't even know what to call him because we didn't name him. Kirsty didn't want that.
Did you want to name him?
Oh, I don't know. The truth is, the grief is hard, but I can accept it, if that makes sense. What's really difficult is the guilt.
For what?
Kirsty. She suffered so much because of me.
I'm losing the baby was nothing to do with you being an umpty.
I'm talking about everything I've done. I left her at the altar, Jazza. Didn't even have the guts to come clean and tell her why.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
It was a mistake. My biggest. If we'd got married, I reckon any doubts I would have had would have disappeared.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Well, we'd probably have a baby by now. Maybe two. And we'd be together. Husband and wife. A proper family.
There's no such thing, mate.
But you know what I mean? I've messed her life up and mine. It's down to me.
Oh, you're an arrogant so-and-so.
You're supposed to be helping me.
What, be agreeing with you? No, Tom, that's no me.
Nobody knows what would have happened if he'd married Custy. You might have walked out after a couple of days, or she might have got sick of the sight you and walked herself. The point is, you can't get all soppy or some fantasy life that never existed. You left Custy because you knew somewhere deep down marrying her wasn't what you wanted.
I suppose.
I'm not saying you didn't mess up royally. You could have told the poor lass at your face, but now it's down to you to try being a better man.
Yeah.
But terrible things happen to people every day. And losing that wee Wayne was a tragedy, nobody's fault. Not yours, no Custy's. So stop wasting your time feeling guilty, it's pointless. Mm. Ah, you'll be okay. No yet, but in time you will be.
I hope so.
And remember, I'm here for you.
Cheers, Jazza.
Especially if you ever need reminding of all the things that are actually your fault.
Hello, Lillian. What can I get you?
Ooh, a very large glass of Chardonnay, please.
Right. You've been raiding the shops?
Sort of. I was in Underwood and they've still got a sale on. I simply had to have a browse and I found this in the lingerie department.
Yeah, you might want to put that away.
Justin and I are planning a special night together next week.
Lillian!
It's a bit naughty of me, I know, but I couldn't resist.
Miranda's over there.
What?
They're having lunch together, her and Justin.
Oh, I see.
Here. Yeah. Get this down, you.
Thanks. I bumped into her earlier in Borchester. Didn't have a good word to say about the place. Hardly surprising, I suppose.
She's coming over.
Oh
and there's your chain.
Thanks.
We're ready to order now, Jolene. Oh, Lillian. We must stop meeting like this.
Yes, we do seem to be seeing a lot of one another today, don't we?
What would you like, Miranda?
Justin will have the shepherd's pie and I'll have the soup.
Okay, I'll bring everything over when it's ready.
Thank you. Do come over and say hello, won't you, Lillian?
Oh, I'm not staying.
Well, see you soon.
Bye.
You okay?
Yeah, of course. We're bound to bump into each other now and again.
So you're not bothered about her being around?
Oh, absolutely not. Besides, Miranda will be safely back in London soon.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Wish you were talking earlier. It sounds like she's planning to stay for quite a while.
What?
You're even going on about becoming a regular here.
In the Bull?
Yeah. She said she doesn't want Justin getting lonely. If you ask me, she wants to keep an eye on him.
It's fine by me. We'll work round her. That's all.
That smells good.
Oh, Tom, hello. It's leek and potato. Henry often likes a bowl when he gets home from school.
Oh, I might join him. Have some myself when it's ready.
Sure, if you'd like some. There's plenty for everyone.
Lillian gave me these in the Bull.
Oh, well, that was kind of her.
Yeah, it was. I won't eat them, though, so I thought you and Dad might like them.
Oh, thank you. They look very expensive.
Belgium's finest.
So, are you doing sausages today?
No, I've decided to finish early. I thought I'd stay here for a bit, spend some time with you.
Oh, great.
Look, I'm sorry about before, Mum. You didn't deserve that.
Tom, really, it's...
It was out of order. The miscarriage was a loss for you too. It's affected all of us.
Yes, I suppose it has.
But I'm not going to pretend I'm okay. Because I'm not, but I don't want to make it worse for myself or anyone else for that matter.
Of course. Look, you might not want to hear this now.
Go on.
But I'm convinced there'll be another chance for you. I can't promise there isn't more sadness ahead. There probably will be. But the fact is, we're all here. And with your family behind you, there's nothing you can't cope with.
Thanks, Mum.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.